Hey there, you like new podcasts? I mean, look at you, checking out Movies R Us. You have no idea what's going on. Want to try something else new and hot off the presses? Check out The Uncensored Pharmacist, where Rachel and Miranda talk about the medical industry from the inside. One of them used to be a pharmacist. One of them is currently a pharmacist. And they are here to help guide you through the pharmacy and everything else that the industry complicates just to keep you in the dark. Join The Uncensored Pharmacist while they shine a light on the medical industry. Find it wherever you find fine, free podcasts. And while you're on the lookout for fine, free podcasts, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. There you can find the whole lineup from our amazing Sounds Awesome network. You can also find them wherever else you find fine, free podcasts, but you can get those lists, that list of podcasts over at whatsoundsawesome.com. We have all the answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Time Pop, That Fitness Couple, Uncensored Pharmacist Podcast, and of course, Movies Are Us. Now enjoy this podcast right now. Oh, there we go. That's how I'm going to start it. I don't want to grow up. And these are my Hasbros.
I like Hasbros. That's good. That's very good.
I really wanted to name this podcast Hasbros, but then as soon as we started doing Barbie, people were like, that's not Hasbro. That's Mattel. Fucking idiots. I'm not listening to this show.
My Hasbro's named Matt and L.
I don't get stuff.
I don't get stuff.
I'm your cousin Jeremy Giraffe.
You're my Parker brother, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
With monocle or without?
Oh, what universe do we live in?
I was going to say, you know, I'm your AllSpark, but I was like, I'm actually the opposite of an AllSpark because I have broken more Transformers than you'll ever see.
You are just a Decepticon. You're a Decepticon.
Yeah,
you are.
That is true.
Well, let's start with a quick little, we'll get into the movie in just a second, but let's, first of all, today we are talking about Transformers from 2007, rated PG-13. 2 godless hours and 24 minutes long.
Ugh.
Starring Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox,
godless hours.
Josh Duhamel, Tyrese Gibson, Anthony Anderson, John motherfucking Voight, and his, oh shit, I can't remember what John Voight's car is in Seinfeld. Jeremy.
It's a Chrysler LeBaron, isn't it?
LeBaron. John Voight's LeBaron. John Turturro, Kevin Dunn. So many amazing people. Directed by Michael motherfucking Bay. And if anyone out there can find me the Action is Bay video, I will give you whatever. I will print merch that I don't even have yet. If you can find me a copy of Action is Bay.
What is Action is Bay?
When this movie came out, someone did like a heavy metal song to the original Transformers animated movie.
Nice.
Called Action is Bay. And we must have watched it 100 times. And I was so excited to feature it on this episode. I even called up all the old friends that we used to sit around. I remember the first time someone was like, holy fuck, have you seen this? You know, back before YouTube, I don't even know what service we watched it on. And I texted all of them. I was like, please tell me you have an old MP3 of this in a sock drawer somewhere.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah.
So there you go. I am not a big, I liked Transformers. I know I talked about this on another episode, but I just like, I never had a collection of anything. And one GoBot does not a Transformer collection make. So, you know, I like them. I played with them when I was at other friend's house, but I don't have, and you know, if they were on, I don't think they were ever on before school. I was never a Saturday morning cartoon guy. I was a before school cartoon guy. And I think I was watching G.I. Joe instead of this. So yeah,
Wait, what did you do on your Saturdays then?
I played games. I slept in and played games.
I think it was on before G.I. Joe actually.
Yeah, they were like a block.
I feel like I was watching, I always remember G.I. Joe and Inspector Gadget. And I don't know where Transformers landed in that.
Ugh, I hated Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
I remember when this came out. It was came out the year I was married, 2007. The year I got married, I'm pretty sure. And I remember this is one of the first movies besides the prequels.
Should we check with Lisa?
I know when I got married. I just didn't know if it came out in 2007. You texted 2006, so I was like, eh.
Oh, sorry.
But I went to see it with Ray, who was in my wedding, Dick. I was really excited it was probably the most excited I was to see a movie since like the Star Wars prequels, because I was just like, man, Transformers. I didn't really know what it was going to be, but I was like, you know, they did pretty, when they did the previews, they were pretty innocuous, very dark. You couldn't really see what was happening because they didn't want to give away, obviously, the mechanic of the Transformer yet. They just made the sound. And I remember seeing like a preview for it, just being like, oh, fuck. And we went to see it. And I was like, yes, dude. I think I went to see it like three times in the theater. That was probably the last
one. Wow.
I saw multiple times in the theater. I mean, it's 2007, but.
And we had just stopped living together. So You were, yeah.
Just say it. You broke up.
We did. We kind of did. I mean, we
got married and we quit being hetero life mates and started being hetero. Yeah.
It wasn't a heated breakup, but we went our separate ways for a little while.
Agree to disagree. So before we get too far into it, the mom, I was almost about to be your Iron Chef judge, Julie White, because she has been an Iron Chef judge so fucking much. The mom in this.
What?
Yeah, she's on Iron Chef a lot. The old school ones when they first started, when you have like, you know, you just had Bobby Flay, Michael Simon, like the seven Iron Chefs or whatever. She's a judge a lot.
So that means she's probably been on Beat Bobby Flay too, which I've watched a ton of.
I believe so. I think she's been on Beat Bobby Flay the first couple of seasons, but mostly Iron Chef for sure.
Is this after the movies or before?
Probably before and after. I'd have to look at the release dates on Discovery or whatever.
Really? Okay. I've never watched any of those shows.
Oh, dude, Iron Chef is awesome. I mean, maybe not for you. I'm a chef, so.
Why is she so deep in this fucking...
Also, the dad, he played Block in Hot Shots, Jeremy. Do you remember?
He played who?
Topper! Topper!
He played
Block in Hot Shots.
I only remember... who is the guy that was on Two and a Half Men with him that was in... Hot Shots too.
John Cryer. Double opt to people opt to me.
Oh my God. I don't know what this is, but
Do you remember how they had to go in, Jeremy, to keep from damaging the retina?
No.
Rectally.
I have to rewatch that movie. It's been years.
And that's what John Cryer says. Ain't no man taking that route with me.
Jeremy, what's your origin story with Transformers?
Oh man, I was all in with Transformers.
Me breaking them?
Yeah. I loved Transformers. I had a few prized possessions that were Transformers. I had a Megatron, the pistol with all the attachments and stuff. It was super cool. Yeah. I think I got it for like my 7th or 8th birthday. And I also had I can't remember what it's called, Skyfire, Jetfire, whatever it was. It was a Macross Japanese. They had licensed this TV show called Macross, and they had the F-14 Tomcats that would transform into robots.
It was like Robotech-y with F-14.
That's what it was. It was Robotech, but it was called Macross in Japan. And then for some reason, Hasbro bought the license for it. And so they brought it out as Jetfire over here.
Oh,
which I loved Robotech even more than Transformers. So I just wanted the Robotech, you know, transforming robot, because that was what it was, the coolest thing for me. But I had that one.
You
too.
Were really, really about Robotech, and I never got into it for sure. Jetfire is in one of the second or third ones, I believe.
Is he? See, I only watched.
I believe so.
I think I got to the third movie and I think I fell asleep in it and I was like, all right, I'm kind of out. And the second one was so bad. I don't even know if I finished watching the second one. It was terrible.
The second one wasn't like the least favorite, but then after that, like when Mark Wahlberg showed up, that one was pretty good.
Stop watching it. As soon as Mark Wahlberg comes on the screen, I'm like, I'm out. That's a hard out. I'm a big non-Mark.
Easy, buddy.
No.
What?
We're going to have to do Uncharted next just to...
Oh, you know what? I liked Uncharted. I've seen it.
Oh.
It wasn't bad.
I just want to... Let's do a fucking... Let's somehow like get Jeremy a blood contract where we only do Mark Wahlberg movies and he can't bag out of it.
Oh, my God. It couldn't be any worse than watching Wheel of Time every week.
Oh God. Jeremy, did you listen to the Never Ending Story Patreon? I'm like, oh,
I
God,
did. I did.
I'm a curse. Shit, shit, shit.
Yes. No, you guys were hilarious on that. I kind of wish I could have been on it, because that movie was such a big part of my childhood, just watching it over and over again. You know how back in the 80s, everybody had 5 videotapes. That's it. And almost everybody had 2 or 3 of the same ones. It was E.T. Everybody had a copy of E.T. What was what was the other one? I was thinking about the other day.
Overboard.
Empire.
Everybody. Yes. No, it was Return of the Jedi.
Oh, Romancing
no, it
the
was
Stone.
Return of the Jedi. Romancing the Stone. It was Return of the Jedi because it came out in 83.
Porky's.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, so, exactly.
And then everybody else had like 3 like random ones, right? But we always had the Never Ending Story, because
and one of them was always in a Blockbuster box, and we're just like,
yes,
can't take
somebody
that.
Forgot to take it back.
Can't take that back.
Well,
that'll
dude, you know why you could have the Never Ending Story is because your mom was okay, but she didn't realize it had giant 2-story titties in it.
Yes.
Yeah. You were talking about that. I remember the Sphinx part, but I don't remember that part.
Whew. Those are,
yeah, straight. Like,
I just remember the laser eyes.
Those nipples could cut glass, buddy.
Well, did they ever put out the Spielberg cut where they blurred them?
Yeah, they turned them into radios.
What?
Why does she have walkie talkies on her chest?
Why does she have walkie talkies? Yeah, but so I love Transformers. And then when this movie was going to come out, I was like, I'm totally in. And I think I liked it a lot more back then than I do now. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I went and watched it again. I was like, huh, boy, I forgave a whole lot of this movie when the first time I watched it.
I love it again until like the last 20 minutes. And then it's just all explosions. I'm just like, oh, okay. Like all the banter.
The last
in the 20 minutes
would be fine if it came in before the 2-hour mark.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't matter what's the last 20 minutes of this movie. I'm
agreed.
Fucking done.
In the beginning, when the soldiers are bantering back and forth, I'm just like,
yeah,
this is the worst banter I've ever heard in my life. One guy goes, you remember Weekends? I was like, yeah, you remember Weekends?
Really, Jeremy? Because I literally have written down, I was like, first of all, you get Prime's voice to start it, but then their like bullshit military stuff just makes me laugh. I enjoy it so much.
It's and fine, when they get to, but like, it's eating into the Transformers.
That's true. That's true.
It was way too much.
But they do, like Barbie and Mario, they're like, this is the world. They do get you into it right away. Like, there's big robots. Get ready.
True. Yeah.
Well, and I don't understand why, like, I don't know who Michael Bay's, like, his ghostwriter is. Like, all of his movies have this weird feel to their dialogue, and I was surprised that he doesn't have a writing credit on this, because they all have that kind of misogynistic, just like, this is what bros talk like, and then girls have 3 lines, because
kind of locker room vibe. Yeah,
he doesn't know what girls talk about, and it just
there's a couple of times
on and on. You're just like,
Megan Fox is just making a face like, this is so complicated for my female brain. I'm just like, dude, God, like, cause she's really kick ass in this movie. It's just a couple of points you can tell they directed her to be like, look dumb.
Yeah,
it's like, no, like, you just showed how badass she was. Like, fixing the car, and she's all tough. Her dad, like, she wouldn't rat her dad out. It's like, she's hot. She won't rat her dad out. She can fix your car. Like, fuck yeah, dude. And they're like, but I don't get all sparks, or, you know, like, I don't know.
What's multiplication?
How come Bumblebee can transform? Who cares?
Biatch. Anyone who puts a biatch
I love that
in their movie doesn't know how real people talk.
I wrote that down. I just wrote biatch.
Michael Bay writes like locker room talk, like somebody who's like always been in theater. Like, I've never played a sport in his life. He's like, these are what guys in jock rooms go.
This is what locker room talk is, because I've never been in one.
Exactly.
Except when I got stuffed in the locker one time, and then
any
does that actually happen to people?
Any 25 minutes of this movie is amazing. Even the bullshit dialogue is great. It's almost humorous. Some of it's witty. But then you just like, you watch it back to back, and you're just like, oh, like, because every other time I've watched this movie, I've just kind of faded out after an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, that was a good movie.
Seriously. Hour and a half, and then you just kind of...
This time I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to watch this. I'm just like, fuck, why am I still watching this?
Bro, that's funny to me, because you get like fucking erect about fucking battle scenes and explosions and stuff. So
it wakes me up a little bit, but I was already like, when John Turturro, I fucking love John Turturro, and Michael Bay,
he's so good,
made me hate him because I'm like, shut up.
He was terrible in this movie.
Shut up.
So what? Oh, man. I love him.
He was a cartoon character.
Again,
he's so great. It's supposed to be.
He's fine, but he's pushing the movie over the 2-hour mark, saying nothing.
First of all, we had to get him with the Sector 7 wife beater, first of all.
I'm ordering one of those. Amazing. I want an S7 wife beater. I'm fucking ordering one.
I think you could make one, and it would look just as authentic.
you could probably just make some with those puff paints that we used to have in the 80s. Pretty good. I mean, there's some of the things that I loved about this movie, though. You know, when they transform, fuck, the sound is money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the Mario thing. It's like, you better make the sound. And you're just like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Real quick.
Yes. Yes.
I just read something.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that Michael Bay, one of the first things he ever did, he directed the Aaron Burr Got Milk commercial. Tell me you know this one. Where the guy takes a big bite of the peanut butter sandwich. And then like he wins the contest and he's all, Aaron Burr.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. There's one question. It's like, who shot Alexander Hamilton? And the guy answers the phone and he's like, Aaron Burr. But he can't say anything because he's got the mouth.
It's like a radio contest, you know? And he's like, Aaron Burr. And then he's like, what?
Sorry, we can't understand. You got to move on to the next person.
That's hilarious, actually.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Did anybody catch Dr. Taub as Sam's teacher?
Yes, that was great too. Dr. Taub was House. Awesome.
I can't remember his name. He's so funny. I want a quiet sign.
Yes. No, it said stop.
Yes. Yeah, a stop sign.
It said stop.
No, it was a stop sign that said quiet.
It was a stop sign that said quiet. I think he had stop on one side and quiet on the other.
Oh.
Or maybe he had two.
That makes sense.
Because I think one of them definitely says stop because somebody says something and he's like, also Bernie Mac, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bolivia. Why does he have a petting zoo?
I'll bust your head wide.
I'll bust your head. Ah, you know what? She can't hear very good. She old, you know?
It made me miss Bernie Mac, man. There's this one scene where Mrs. Fergie or Mr. Fergie was like talking to his wife and his baby. And she says, oh, the baby has your laugh. I was like, no one's ever said that.
Like, that's a fart.
That baby laughs just like you.
That's true. That's something that's such a movie trope and no one's ever said in their entire fucking life.
Can I give you another one? Another one where she drops the ding dong on the ground. She picks it up and takes a bite and goes, yuck. No one's ever said yuck after they took a bite of a ding dong.
Floor or not.
It doesn't matter if it's on the floor.
Fucking George Bush in this movie. Oh my God.
Give me a couple of ding dongs, honey.
Why don't you give me a couple?
Back when you used to be able to make fun of the president because he was a Republican. Now you can't.
Exactly. Yeah, it's either. Do you guys remember?
Oh, you still
do. You
can.
Remember? What was it called? The short-lived sitcom that was made by the South Park guys.
That's my Bush.
Yes. Oh, I still have those.
I do kind of.
I have those ripped somewhere on an old hard drive that I want to get out. Like that was so. Like when you look back at that and you realize that show aired. Like, I think they had written two versions of that show, and depending on who won, they were going to go forward. Like, to make a sitcom about the incumbent president is so fucking brilliant. And, like, I wish that had gone on just as an experiment in sociology.
They were going to make one like That's My Kerry or something like that, or That's My Al Gore, which I don't know which.
Was it Bush Gore?
I don't know. I don't either.
Yeah, whoever he was, I think they had it set to pop.
Wow.
For whoever won. Like, I don't think it was, because if Bush doesn't win, then there's definitely no.
Then you got Al Gore. A lot box.
They're both ding-dongs, just because one of them.
They're like, show over. We had a show for Bush, not for that other guy.
What's his name? Something, whatever, Black. Says that our two-party system is a bowl of shit looking in the mirror at itself. Lewis Black.
Black, what?
Whoa, I know. I was like, I'm not touching this.
Oh, no, wait. Bring it back. Lewis Black. Gotcha.
Oh, here's my favorite joke ever. So there's a glass half full of water on the table. The Democrat sees it as half empty. The Republican wants to know who the took his water.
You cut out.
I couldn't hear anything you said because it just cut out.
You cut out. You were screaming too loud. You overdid your mic.
The Republican wants to know who the fuck stole his water.
And who's going to fix it if I get it pregnant? The dad in this. Stay off my grass, Sam.
Oh, my God. Again.
That's my fucking father. That's my fucking father, dude.
The 27 minute of the scene of the Transformers hiding around the house while he looks.
That's funny as fuck.
Not.
I should have been playing Yakety Sax.
It was very funny for the first 12 minutes. This is just one of those movies where I needed every single scene to end 2 minutes earlier so I could get out of the whole experience.
Yes.
In 120 minutes. So I have a problem with every scene because they go just a little bit too long every time.
I think we could have probably cut it down to 100 minutes probably.
Oh, easily.
Well, you could have taken 20 minutes off of it if you eliminate all like the like pullback camera scenes of like the Autobots rolling out.
Slow-mo.
You know, him pulling up. Dude, I had a green Bumblebee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a 78 Z28. It was fucking Mota green and lime green on the inside. And boy, it was fast.
When did you get that?
Halfway through my junior year and my senior year of high school.
What? I remember you driving that purple Malibu.
Yeah. That wasn't a Malibu.
No, I bought that like right at the end of my senior year. It was a Cavalier, baby.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Cavalier. That's right.
Do you know what I drive right now?
A Dodge Stratus.
A Fiesta with a racing stripe.
Nice.
How dare you take a shot at my Fiesta, Michael Bay?
Hey, you know, it's funny. One of the Autobots is a Pontiac Sunfire, which Pontiac doesn't exist anymore.
Pontiac Sunfire is the same thing as a Chevy Cavalier, basically, back in the day. They were like almost the same car.
No, it's like kind of like a Mazda Miata.
No, but when I bought my car, they were very similar designs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In 2007, is there still a like, first I get the car, then I get the khakis, then I get the chicks mentality? Like,
bro, that was height. That was height frat boy time. Like, come on.
2007?
Remember when I beat up Jason, like, right before that? And they were like, what are you guys, frat guys, getting in a fight? We're like, do we look like fucking
That's
frat guys?
That's fine. You can fight all you want. You guys weren't jerking off to get the hottest car so the babes would all get in your way back.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, I think it's just Michael Bay.
Yeah, it's just very 1988.
Those were the dudes that got laid in his high school.
Exactly. Yeah, that was his high school experience. Was
we gotta get jobs, then we get the khakis, then we get the chicks.
Yeah, Jeremy, to like touch on your joke, can't make it in front of the president. I was like, I have written down, like, our government would be this transparent ever if when he comes out.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, let's get these college kids in here to analyze this code real quick.
Exactly.
Fuck off. That's not happening.
It's so funny, too, that one girl has the Australian accent, and it is so over the top. I thought it was fake. So I looked up, like, no, she's from Australia. She just has this, like, Crocodile Dundee accent.
Yeah, bro. When we went there, dude, the further you get from the cities, it's like
it's real.
UK.
She's from Tasmania.
Gets a little thick. Texas? No, Arkansas. Oh,
Michael
shit.
Bay's the kind of asshole who would ask an Australian to lay it on. Like, no yeah. more. No more.
She's like, this is how I talk.
Yeah. <it's> like,
No. You go home, watch Crocodile Dundee, come back.
No. Say the dingo ate my baby. Say it.
Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
Go watch more Seinfeld and come back tomorrow.
Hey, what's that article about? Sucking at sports?
That was so great because he comes off as such a whiny little bitch.
Did you see that dismount? I know. Dude, Shia LaBeouf, I mean, he's a fucking douchebag, but goddammit, he's funny in this movie. Like, all the whole time when, like...
No, he's a great actor, dude.
Dude, when Bumblebee's, like, trying to, like, help romance Megan Fox, he's, like, playing sexual healing by fucking Al Green and just all kinds of shit. And, like, I love that he talks to the car like it's alive before he knows it's alive.
Yeah, totally.
I think we all did that, though.
We all definitely. My dad...
Especially when you got in here. You're like, I can't even tell. It's right on E, but it's below E. You're like, come on, baby. Come on, baby. You know me. You love me. You can make this. Come on.
Two more miles. I'll put $5 in you. Come on.
That was something that, like, as my father raised a young man, like, he taught me that. He's like, no, this one, you got to start talking to her. Like, it's not starting. Yeah. You got to sweet talk her. Come on.
You got to pat her. pat her on the dashboard. Come on, baby. Come on.
Come on, girl. I love you.
Whisper sweet nothings.
And yeah, that's what I even have written down. POV, your car listens to your needs.
I did like all the song selection during the time when he's trying to romance her, you know, it was great. It's
just so good. Movie, you know, that's makes a lot of, I mean, Dez, I think you're kind of like this too. Movies with good soundtracks, man, they take a okay movie to be in like almost great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too, where in this movie, it's still kind of like in 2007, there's still something like, what's the word I'm thinking of? I don't like ever since Guardians of the Galaxy, they're so like procured to be cute and perfect. And in a movie like this, they're just like, what would be kind of funny or what would be kind of good or what would be kind of interesting instead of just like, okay, you know, we need to bring back that exact nostalgia point.
But like the also being the mechanic of how Bumblebee speaks.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.
Yeah.
She also says, did you just move here? No.
Yeah.
Same school since first grade. Oh, do you have any classes? Yeah. Social studies, English, math. He's like, oh, she's like, shit.
Oops.
When he gets arrested by the fucking cop, it's like, I ball my piece, 50 cent. It's like, dude, how much money would you pay Dez to ask a cop seriously?
Well, you know what I did to a cop that got me into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this guy was handcuffed to a chair for 24 hours.
I
remember getting the phone call and getting told that. I'm just like, you did what, Des?
So they I don't even know if they'd put the handcuffs on me yet, but we were at the point where I was getting arrested, and
you knew it was happening.
So I'm bent over the hood of the car. You know, they're letting me know that I'm going to jail. And then this is a true story, everyone.
Yes, it is.
He goes to put me in the car. He doesn't have the keys. So he yells to his partner and has me lean over the trunk of the car to wait for him. And I said, ooh, you didn't get enough over the hood, did you? You want a little bit more of that trunk action.
That was in Montana, too.
Stone Cold Sober the whole time, right, Des?
What's that?
He said you were Stone Cold Sober.
Whew, I was top five. My dad, I was drinking off my dad's death. That's how drunk I was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Does anybody know what sable rounds are? Are they real?
It's Sabor, because I always watch.
Sabot. S-A-S-A-B-O-T. I think
Sabot. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, it was Sabot rounds. I don't know. They use
Sabbath rounds. You can only fire them on Saturdays.
Shomer fucking Shabbos, Jeremy. I don't remember who does it, but it's like someone's just like, hold on. They're like, let me get my direct to Pentagon phone. It's like a bat phone.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Sabbath round was the first thing that showed up. A Sabbath is a supportive device used in firearm artillery ammunitions to fit patch around a projectile, such as a bullet slug or a flat. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
You need to get the English version.
How'd you spell it?
S-A-B-O-T.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, whatever. It's an unnecessary addition to a bullet in order to force the Pentagon to pay more money for ammunition.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. That's what I'm going to call it.
In the movie, they burned really hot, high heat phosphorus rounds so they could get through the armor. But I don't know. I was just curious if they were real or not.
Yes, they are definitely real.
When they're definitely real in this movie. I like it when he's calling in, he's trying to get to the Pentagon, the Indian guy. He's in outsourced as an IBM support guy or whatever, and he speaks like perfect English.
Looks like we got a bonus story tonight, folks.
I know, right?
And while Justin's off, I'm just gonna complain again. That scene, kind of funny.
I know.
After 2.5 hours of this movie, I could have done without it.
Could have cut it.
You gotta cut the fat. Bay, you gotta cut the fat.
Yeah, and it's 5 minutes of him like going, I need a credit card. Give me a credit card. Oh God, just so much extra.
Yeah, and he's actually a telephone support guy for IBM in an episode of Outsource, where he speaks perfect English, but he will
He messes with people.
Perfect English on the phone, and then as soon as he gets off, he's like, "Hello," you know. He's obviously very Indian, and like, but he's like, "I'm in Cape Canaveral right now. Whoop! I'm looking at him take off right now. Woo! There goes the shuttle." It's just like, so it's funny. No, but his accent is immaculate.
Yeah,
it's so. I'm out here in Corpus Christi. You're like, oh God.
You guys out there, just to let you know that I have the same discipline. These episodes would be 2.5 hours, but I cut some of Justin's funny. I cut a few punchlines out of Justin. I love Justin, and they're good punchlines, but you know what? In order to keep these episodes smooth and digestible, you know, we're gonna have
That's why you complain that he's never funny. we cut out all the funny stuff.
I just leave in all of Jeremy's action sequences.
I can't be funny unless Jeremy's here for me to yell at.
Oh, I don't even have anything to say about this. Just ladies man 217.
Dude, his picture's priceless.
Yeah, that picture is great. There's this one, that one scene though, when they find out that the Mars rover was actually destroyed.
Yeah.
And so they take out the picture. They take out the picture and he's like, "This is the picture." And then this is the picture.
It's the same exoskeleton. It's a robot.
Well, he's like, "This is a picture that your guys in the military took the other day." And I'm like, "It's the same sun position right behind his face so you can't see it? That's amazing." I bet you couldn't do that again if you tried.
And if you remember, while he took the picture, it was dark outside.
Yeah. And the other one was on Mars.
So probably also not super bright.
I do love, the one thing I do have a really soft spot for is building science fiction necessities into real world scenarios. So the fact that the Hoover Dam was built only in order.
I do love that kind
of
shit.
To hide the AllSpark, like that kind of stuff gets me kind of excited.
Dude, I get jacked over stuff like that.
Here's what I don't understand. Why does the AllSpark only make Decepticons?
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. I can't.
Right?
Yeah. Are all Transformers inherently evil unless they get the Optimus Prime speech?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
I think so. You got to hear Peter Cullen's smooth baritone coming at you. And you're like, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't kill everyone.
If I could get a happy Mountain Dew Transformer, I'd be fucking all about that.
Right? Or an Xbox 360? It even made the Xbox sound when it transformed. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, the fucking, the boom box, when he's nonchalantly walking through the airfield.
Yes, I know.
It's not a pretty lady in a nice dress. It's a walking boom box. Like, no nonchalantness is going to go unnoticed.
I like it when the boombox just is like all of a sudden in the elevator, like, oh,
back down to
chilling. Dude, Anthony Anderson is priceless in this movie. If I could tell you how many times a week I'm like, "Don't talk to me, criminal. Don't talk to me. No, you shut up." I say that all the time.
He looks like a baby in this movie. I thought
he's so young in this.
Yeah.
But 2007 is only like, what, 15, 16 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
How old was he?
Yeah, Jeremy, what do you think we look like in 2007, dude?
Yeah, I look like a hot mess.
Jesus.
I mean, you look like great then, you look like shit now. I look the same.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I had two little kids, man. I probably didn't get any sleep.
I was looking at some wedding pictures of me the other day. Wow.
Fuck you, buddy. Two teenage girls.
You didn't have two teenage girls back then.
That wedding. Put some weight on me.
Right?
What, your wedding did?
Wow. Yeah.
You look good in my wedding pictures, dude.
You should see my wedding pictures.
Yeah.
I'm about 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
I'm 10 pounds. I'd be about 10 pounds less than I did when I graduated high school.
Really?
Still. Yeah.
I'm 60 pounds heavier than when I graduated, and that's not all bad weight. 30 pounds of that is necessary health.
No, dude, I saw some pictures of you after your dad passed that I have. Woo. Just randomly, and dude, you look like you have fucking cancer, bro.
I weighed less than when I graduated.
You weighed like 150 pounds or something less. Like that. I remember.
I got below 150.
Dang.
Really? God, bro. It was not good. Dez was not in a good place after his dad passed. You came through it, man. You're good.
I did. What doesn't kill me.
Would you like more? Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond, head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. Over there for $3 right now, you can get 10 exclusive podcasts. That's right, people. It is not $3 a podcast. $3 gets you the whole library and puts you in prime position to get an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks. patreon.com/soundsawesome. Oh, is it
Des, let me ask you this.
Hang on, real quick. I might be backpacking on what you're about to say, but we need to pause for a minute for a little bit of Sam's happy time.
Is that what you, I mean? Mom, dude, that whole scene, fucking, I love that. I could watch that whole scene by itself. The Autobots trying to fucking hide, just wrecking their fucking like yard they just put together. Ratchet like hitting the fucking power lines, and he's just like, "Oh, that was good. You gotta try that."
I could watch it by itself in the outtakes on the DVD.
Yes. So we could have got through this an hour and 45 minutes.
I'm gonna keep harping on it. I don't care. I'm gonna keep harping.
Des, when you almost got butt fucked by the Montana cop, did it say to punish and enslave? On the cop car or no?
Wow. Oh! Barricade. No, I did not get arrested by Barricade.
Barricade! You got it.
Yes, I did.
Dude, how much would you shit yourself? You're already tripping because it's a cop.
Oh.
And then it's just like, I'll murder you, robot. I'm going to turn into a murder robot. I love when he tries to run away from Bumblebee on his mom's pink bike.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
That chase scene is so, I know people harp on Michael Bay so much for his, like, you never know where you are in a fight scene. Like, I was like, well, of course you don't know where you are in a fight scene. I couldn't figure out where the fuck I was in that bike chase.
Right.
Like, he went from, he went from riding down, you know, Sunnyside Lane with a bunch of houses, and then he took a left, and he's in, like, the heart of downtown. And then he takes a right and he's in the industrial district.
Barricade shows up.
It's like, you're making a 12-block bike race. Like, give me something to focus on, Mr. Bay.
Don't you just wish that you had Bumblebee's? I love how Bumblebee gets, like, she's like, oh, this piece of shit car. And then he's like,
yeah.
Pops her out. Well, and like, I love how he clotheslines her off of her scooter and then he's like, come with me. I'd be like, I'm not, this thing's after you. I'm going to go the fucking other way.
Yeah.
Anywhere else. So
his seatbelt move was lame too. That's no game.
Speaking of that, when they finally get the AllSpark, Mr. Fergie, his great idea is like, listen, these guys are going to come down here and try to steal this AllSpark. Let's take it to the most populated area we can to get it away.
And get everyone.
So everyone gets killed. We have to save the world by murdering everyone in this town.
So many civilians died.
It was like, have you guys watched Invincible?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Oh, really? On Amazon? Guys, yeah, there's actually one good show on Amazon.
Is that not in the world of the boys, or is it just by the people who
do? No, it's neither. It's neither. It's by Robert Kirkman. It's a cartoon.
Oh, I don't watch cartoons. Those are for babies.
Oh, you should watch this cartoon. You've watched Wheel of Time. It can't get any worse.
Hey, how dare you? I've watched Fear the Walking Dead. Did you watch the Rick and Michonne thing?
No, I haven't watched it yet. But let me finish my thought. The whole thing with Invincible is these superheroes fight in like a city, and it just shows like the bloodbath of what would actually happen.
Oh.
Like people getting killed, ripped to pieces. I mean, buildings falling down and everyone dying. Like, it's real. It's pretty cool.
Dude, that's what I've read a few of the boys comics. That's what it's, dude. Like, if you think the boys show is pretty hardcore, like when they're at the, like, you know, what is it? The superhero club, and like all the sex is going on and shit. And then you go to the superhero orgy later. Like, that's pretty hardcore. The stuff that goes on, like how many people like get killed and stuff, like you said, and, you know, just basically collateral damage.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking insane.
Yeah. There's a scene where Invincible is the kid, and he has to fight somebody else. I won't spoil it. But he saves this guy who's a pilot who punches out of his plane. And then this guy just lands, grabs him, pops his head. He's like, see, was it really worth it? Look, he's just soft. And the guy, he's like, you just killed him. Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
So this is my... Sorry, I'm just going to keep harping on this. This is my real problem with a 2-hour and 20-minute first movie in a series is you can never go under that number.
True.
And I was just looking at the rest of them. This one is 222 and then 234 and then 237 and then 245.
245?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's 3 hours.
That's the problem. Like, I'm even okay with it, but like, you can't make that. You're like, all right. Like, and for they finally learned their lesson too. Rise of the Beast, they basically rebooted it. It's the shortest one by a half hour. It's just, it's
good because you know what? That's what fucking Scorsese started doing. All his movies are like fucking 4 hours. I couldn't watch The Irishman. I'm like, I'm so fucking bored.
Yeah. Even if it is good, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't have 3.5 hours. I'll fall asleep.
Do you know my problem? I've never even seen The Godfather. You know why? It insists upon itself. It insists upon itself.
People ask me, man, they're like, hey, got some big tattoos. Do they hurt? I mean, they don't tickle, but it's harder to sit still for 4 fucking hours. My whole body hurts afterwards. You don't understand what it's like for someone like me.
Poor impulse control.
Right. I was going to say, Jeremy, they do all basically when the Autobots show up, they do all kind of have a similar kind of exoskeleton, if you will, before they scan something. You know, they all kind of look similar.
Yeah, they do.
So some of them show it more. Some of them show it less. But Optimus Prime obviously has a mouth and lips.
Mm-hmm.
That means.
Yes.
These things have vocal cords.
Or synthesizers.
No, it's like a droid. It's like a droid, bro. They just have a voice box.
Then why do your lips and mouth move?
Good point.
Because they're sentient beings.
Shut up.
Yes, that's the whole point. They're living.
So they do it to make me comfortable. So they don't have to move their mouth. They just do it to make me feel comfortable.
It's the same reason why they make them pee on the guy. You know, they're trying to show you that they're alive. They're not just a robot.
And hilarious.
He doesn't pee on it. He opens up his oil pan.
Like, and it's also hilarious. He says, stop lubricating the man. But same thing.
It is. I just want you to imagine that these Transformers have vocal cords for a minute.
Let me tell you this. If just some random robot just got blown up, you're like when droids get blown up, like when, oh, the droidicas, when they die, do you cry?
Not the droidicas.
Every time.
Do you well up a little bit?
Every time.
Well, when they attack Bumblebee, man, I'm like, leave him alone.
And you know what? You know what? C-3PO's lips don't move, and I still buy him as a humanoid.
Dang right. Preach.
That's a different, though. That's a little bit different. Yeah, I agree with you. Same with R2, right? You know, but you know what? What makes R2 good is the...
Exactly. That comes out of a speaker, like a robot should talk.
That's right.
And if you know droid, that's what... Exactly.
I mean, you've never actually stood next to C-3. You don't know where his speaker is. That sound might be coming out of his asshole.
I've laid down with C-3PO. I know exactly where his speaker is, motherfucker. another good one.
Justin got a little feedback.
Is that what we call it? In America. And never mind. Just going to stop. Just going to stop. We don't need to do that.
Self-censoring.
We're just going to, you know what? We don't need it. It's a low-hanging fruit. But I will say, the boy's pheromones levels imply that he would like to mate with her.
All right, we can keep that line.
Like, could you imagine? That's like your dad being like, she's a cutie. Did you kiss her?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Stop!
Dad!
Dad, now!
So, Jeremy, you raised the point, does the Allspark only create Decepticons? Do all Decepticons have a little mini recon bot?
No.
No?
Not all of them.
Man, that was only...
Mostly, that was only Soundwave, right?
Shockwave.
Soundwave.
Soundwave.
I had Soundwave. He had a little cassette tape.
Yeah. What the cassette tape was Rumble. And what was the dog?
Oh.
I can't remember what the dog.
Fuck. I can't remember what the dog's name was.
Mojo.
Those are the ones I had. It was not Mojo.
Yeah.
Mojo Jojo.
The dog transformer. You know what? That one's in the second one, Jeremy. It's like a panther dog type thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the one that like breaks in to steal the sliver of the Allspark that they still have, I think.
Well, there's a bird too, and I think that one's in the second one or the third.
They're usually attached, the bird and the like jaguar dog one.
Yeah.
Great touch in this movie. Towards the end of the film, you see Megan Fox grab something and her nail polish is all fucked up. So
nice.
Way to go, continuity director. Yes.
Pretty good.
I like it.
What I love too is at the end, Optimus Prime is giving the speech while holding both halves of, I think it's Jazz. They got torn into.
I know. He's holding it like
Simon Wiggy,
like a vase that's broken. He's like, well, I guess we'll just have to get a new Jazz.
We have lost friends, but we have made other friends. Now we have two friends. Our friends are in half.
The way he's, dude, you're absolutely, the way he's gesturing with Jazz's parts is fucking priceless, actually.
It's almost like he's like puppet mastering him. Oh, look at me, Optimus.
I'm not really
Optimus, I'll miss you. I gotta fly away now.
We were unable to save him. Yeah, because he got ripped in fucking half, dude. No one gets saved from that. Not even Autobots, bro.
We could probably put him back together, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, then fucking Bumblebee gets full Lieutenant Dan, so he just gets drugged around. I guess that makes what's-her-face Forrest Gump.
Yeah, definitely.
Jen A.
I don't know. What'd you think of the movie, though? You're a big fan of this movie, huh?
I love this movie until like the last 20 minutes.
Have you seen all of them?
I think so. The Dark Side of the Moon, or
that was the last one I saw.
Whatever. That one's really good.
That one had Leonard Nimoy.
That one's really good. The Rise of the Fallen's pretty good. The second one I didn't love. It's okay. But like the third, fourth, and fifth one, Bumblebee's pretty solid. With Selena, no, not Selena Gomez. I don't know the fucking chick's name, but she's the chick who's in Pitch Perfect 2. Anyway, I like all of them. You know what? I started watching Rise of the Beast and I fell asleep.
Mm.
So I don't know if it was just like I was tired or what, but I was.
Is Marky Mark in that one too?
No.
No.
Somebody you don't know, like Des said, it's kind of a reboot. I think John Turturro's in it though.
Oh, okay.
Anthony Ramos. Yeah, they definitely did kind of. And there's speaking of reboots, Transformers 1 is coming out next year with Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth, an origin story set on Cybertron, home of both Autobots and Decepticons. The film is said to focus on the relationship between Optimus Prime and Megatron.
So they're just going to be voicing other Autobots then?
John Hamm, Keegan-Michael Key, Lawrence Fishburne, Brian Tyree Henry. It actually says, so Scarlett Johansson is Alita, Chris Hemsworth is Optimus Prime, John Hamm is Sentinel Prime.
What?
Keegan-Michael Key is Bumblebee, Lawrence Fishburne is Alpha Trion, and Brian Tyree Henry is Megatron.
Cool.
Wow.
All right. So,
I will hope that Keegan-Michael Key uses his Toad voice for it.
That'll be just in.
I feel like you guys are messing with me.
Expected September 13th, 2024. So that means Kelly and I will probably go see it on our anniversary a week later.
No Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime. That's got to be a first, right?
Yeah.
Did he die?
Did he?
No, they're obviously just like, I don't know what they're doing.
Don't say that. He's an older gentleman.
Oh. Did you guys, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, is that why maybe he wasn't Optimus Prime anymore? Are they, yeah. Okay, we're going to go back to Cybertron. Cause dude, there's one where they have, I think it's the Rise of the Fallen when they like, they kind of, what's his name? I can't think of the actor's name, but he plays Merlin and they go back to like the Knights of the Round Table and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad, what is his fucking name?
Really?
Yeah.
Which one do you think it is?
You talking about Anthony Hopkins?
No. That one's really good with Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins is in the last.
Okay, The Last Night. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Transformers Last Night. Anthony Hopkins, Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel's in that one too?
He's in all of them.
Is he really?
Duhamel. Yeah, Duhamel. Yeah, he's in all of them, dude. Except Bumblebee, I think.
Oh, I don't know why that made me think of it, just thinking of stupid things. I saw someone with a tattoo the other day that reminded
Stanley Tucci. Fuck. Sorry. He's in a couple of Transformers too. He's in a scientist in the second one. He plays a scientist in the second one. And then he plays Merlin in the Last Night. Sorry.
All right. Tucci is loose. I saw someone in Helvetica font, get the word Helvetica written across his arm. So I'm definitely going to get Comic Sans across my arm in Comic Sans.
No, you need to have it on both sides. Comic on one arm and Sans on the other.
I could fit it on my knuckles. That's a knuckle. Comicsan.
Dude, yeah. Yep. Just tattoo it down your finger.
My favorite one before before I forget to mention, I don't know why I get so excited watching the F-14s transform.
Yeah.
Like there's something, because you see so many cars transform on the ground in and out of human form, and just there's something about it.
They're F-22s.
And something about just seeing it not touch ground in order to be able to transform is just like...
Like when they like transform and then land on their feet, it's like, oh.
Or when they just jump in the air and then fly off.
And then just, yeah, Starscream fucking boom. Or like, I kind of like when Prime does, he does, or maybe it's Bumblebee. One of them, like, it's like, you can see that, like the first thing it transforms is like into a fist and like pushes himself up off the ground.
That's yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them that do that.
Did you guys notice that when they, like the pilot in the beginning that's flying Shockwave is the same guy with the mustache, the cop that like the hologram of the cop that they put in the cop car and then on a bike eventually, all the same actor.
Oh, no way.
He's the guy who is in charge of Sector 7.
Mm. Oh, really?
Same actor.
Really?
Ginger guy with a mustache. Yep.
Justin, nice pull. Because I knew it was the...
Wonder why they did that.
Well, because that's who they saw. That's who they scanned.
That's who they saw. That's who they scanned, because the Decepticons were working with our government first.
Decepticanning. They were Decepticons. Got it.
They were Decepticrats.
Yep.
Your Josh Duhamel reminded me, Jeremy. We were driving around the other day, and every fucking time I see an Episcopal church, every time, the first time I read it, my brain says Episcopal. And I have to reboot and go, no, Episcopal.
So I got to throw mine in here too. When we were driving cross country when I was like 13, probably. And I'm sitting in the front with my mom and she's driving. And I look over and I was all, Arkansas. Like somebody had their license plate. I'd never seen it. I was all, Arkansas. I blew my brain. And my mom looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm all, so I was like, it's Arkansas.
Arkansas. You know what? It's,
you know what? As soon as you learn a second language, Jeremy, you realize that English is.
Oh, no, I know that. No, I already know it. What does D-O-V-E spell?
Dove.
Dove.
Nope, it's Dove.
Duvi.
I had to explain the whole Chevrolet experience to my son the other day.
Right.
It's not Chevrolet. It's Chevrolet. There's a T there. I said, buddy, don't.
It's a French word.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you pronounce it Chevrolet.
We're American pigs. Pronounce it correctly.
All right, Justin, you got any notes left?
Two times in this movie, too, and I think I've never caught, they use the little more than meets the eye. Sam says it to Megan Fox. He's like, wow, more than meets the eye with you when she's working on the car. And then Optimus says it at the end. He says, there's more than meets the eye with humans.
I thought there was a third one snuck in there.
And there might have been, but obviously I was pretty like, gah! I was like nerd bonered up for that.
I've never seen the last, like you said, like, I don't think I've caught it before. Like I know it's action, so I know I've seen a little bit of the action, but as far as if there was any story left after an hour 45, I've never caught it before.
There wasn't. Don't worry about it.
I think that's it, man. And I'll say that humans should have to pay for all the mistakes. So Optimus says that humans don't have to pay for their mistakes, but they should pay for everyone's mistakes.
We need to get out of the way.
All I have to say is at the very end, it's super uncomfortable for Bumblebee that they're laying on top of him, making out.
Yes! Yes!
The car is sentient, people. Get a picnic blanket or something.
Oh, God, I never thought of that.
I've never made out with a woman on Justin's chest. You know, not that he hasn't offered, but I...
And you've asked multiple times.
Multiple times. I'm like, come on, bro.
Right before you do it, you're just like, eh. Well, he smells like turtle wax, so...
And fresh leather.
He smells like a cheap air freshener called Biatch.
What do you guys think it costs to, what do you think it pays to work in the Hoover Dam? Because that dude seemed like he was just eating sandwiches like all day until they ruined it.
I bet you make good money.
Had his feet up in a chair eating a sandwich. I mean, it probably plays pretty good to just eat sandwiches in a nice cool dam all day in the Arizona sun.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm saying. It's probably just because Cush gig until the Decepticons show up.
Well, that's right.
Until Clark Griswold shows up and tries to plug it with a piece of chewing gum.
With Cousin Eddie and a zip line involved.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are Us. If you have a movie you think we should talk about sooner than later, send those recommendations to moviesruspod@gmail.com. That is moviesruspod@gmail.com. Want more Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond? Head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome, where you can get exclusive podcasts from us, along with exclusive Time Pop podcast. If you're not listening to Time Pop, do yourself a favor. Check it out. Scott and Desmond talking about time travel movies, and then over on Patreon talking about other mind-bending, reality-altering movies. And then once you've listened to all of that, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com/soundsawesome, where you can find exclusive podcasts from us and the fellows who bring you Time Pop. Then there's more. So much. I know you like podcasts. I'm going to tell you where to get them all. Whatsoundsawesome.com is where you can find the Sounds Awesome network of podcasts. You can find these podcasts wherever you find free podcasts. But if you want that list, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. You want comedy, spirituality? Got you with all the answers. You want fitness and nutrition? Got you twice. Truth Not Trends and That Fitness Couple. You want time travel movies? Time Pop. You want the Wheel of Time? You want all your Wheel of Time content? Head on over to Thank the Light, where Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond are going to bring you everything you need to know to read the books or watch the show, The Wheel of Time. For inside talk about the health and medical industry, check out the Uncensored Pharmacist podcast. We got you covered, people. Movies Are Us, All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Time Pop, That Fitness Couple, The Uncensored Pharmacist at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Okay, there's one thing I want to bring up too that we didn't talk about. Josh Duhamel is talking about getting the stupid AllSpark to the city so that everyone can die. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State and John Turturro are talking about getting a radio to work.
Yes.
And they're cutting back and forth like they're having a conversation.
Yes.
But they're not talking to each other.
Nope.
It's just weird editing.
Yep.
It's super weird. Go back and watch that scene. It makes no sense.
Well, and Optimus Prime talks to whoever he wants.
This movie's about alien robots, Jeremy. It's not supposed to make sense.
Where are they?
Touche.
Touchette.
Autobots, roll out.
I'm trying to see if there's any more Josh Duhamel movies we can do, because I just want to hear Jeremy say that more. That's all I want now in this life.
Mr. Fergie.
You just scanning his eye. I don't think he's Mr. Fergie anymore.
He's not the former Mr. Fergie.
Yeah, get it right.
I met him in real life.
Really?
He seems like he's actually a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, we used to go to the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I say met him. He talked to my daughter while we were standing there. And it was him and... I screw this up every single time.
Yeah, you do.
It's...
You're already fucking this up.
Yeah, you're fucking shit in the bed.
What's... Man, it's going to drive me nuts now.
Give us a hint.
I would love to. My brain just went completely dead. Goldie Hawn's husband.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, but okay, it's her kids. She has two kids with somebody else.
Yeah, 50 Shades and
no.
50 Yeah, her daughter is in 50 Shades.
No, that's Don Johnson's daughter.
Jesus Christ, I fucking hate this game.
Her daughter is Hudson.
That's Kate Hudson. Oliver Hudson was playing. That's how we had to go a long way to get to Josh Duhamel.
Are we playing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
No. So they were playing together and Josh Duhamel comes up and he was like, he's all, hey, I bet he's talking to my daughter who was like 7 or 8 at the time. He's like, watch, he's going to shake this one into the woods. And he blasted it right down the middle. Like, apparently he's like a scratch golfer. Oliver Hudson is. And my daughter's just standing there like dumbstruck, like as this guy that she's seen on TV is talking to her.
Sorry, I was trying to dig up our, I'm trying to figure out what our rating system is going to be. And like I said, nothing ruins my whole system.
Did we lose Jeremy?
I'm still here.
No, he's there.
Can you hear me?
He's there. He finished his story and then we just didn't react to it because we were.
It was a bad story.
And no, it's a fine story. I'm going to let the audience enjoy that story while I continue to look up the fucking rating system.
And as Des, you can slide this to the end if you want, but I will say, you know, like Sam's mom, you know what? It's been a weird night. I've had a little bit to drink.
Just a little bit. Maybe a lot. There it is. God damn it. I knew there had to be a fucking Transformers video game in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So our rating system, and everyone out there, I keep on kind of jumping over this. We've only had three fucking episodes. So even if you're like a longtime listener, you still might be like, what the fuck is our rating system? So what we're doing with our rating system is I have this list a lot of times.
Is this going to be different every episode?
Yeah, we'll come back to some eventually. Eventually, we'll come back. So we might even settle on one. We might eventually find one that we really, really like. But our rating system is based on video game difficulties, and not just video game difficulties, but different video game difficulties, because not every video game is easy, medium, hard. Some of them get kind of cute. And just like that, Transformers Devastation, the video game, it's a five-level system. So on the low end, so one star would be Scout, Warrior, Commander, Magnus, and five stars is a Prime.
Prime.
Jeremy.
What was two? Commander?
What are you giving? I'm going to hold on a second.
It's for me, it was two. Two out of five.
You're terrible.
If I never watch this movie ever again, I'd be okay with it.
You're fired.
What if you just have to watch every one of them one more time? It's in the chat in case you're wondering, Justin or Jeremy, if you want to double check it.
Oof. I will check. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Warrior. Now, you know what? I'll be generous and say Commander, that's three out of five, I guess.
There you go.
It's right down the middle. It entertained me in 2007. I don't want to watch it again in 2024. That was 17 years ago. So, no, I'm not. I'm good.
But we don't want to grow up, dude. That's the whole premise. You're ruining it again.
I'm going to leave Justin for the end. We'll end on a high note, most likely. I'm going to go Commander also, because I will.
You will definitely end on a high note with me.
I will definitely watch this movie again, because, you know, this. I don't know that I'll ever watch it again. But next time I find this box set, I'm definitely going to buy. I mean, I own all 10 Fast and Furious movies. Like, there's no reason I shouldn't own a few Transformers flicks.
Exactly.
Watch them again and I'll enjoy. You know what I will do is I will really, really, really enjoy when I don't have to pay money to rent this movie and watch it in a hurry is watch an hour of it and then don't worry about it. And then like, this is one of those movies that if I watch the second half only, it'll be a whole new movie to me.
Yeah.
Because I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I won't be exhausted from the first 90 minutes already. So two Commanders. Justin, take us out.
What was the fourth one again? What was four again?
Magnus.
I'm going to give it Magnus because I love Transformers so much that I broke my cousins a lot. Transformers was one of my favorite toys. I was super jacked to see this movie. And, you know, this checked a lot of the boxes. This dipshit I used to work with, Des, I think you know him, Kelly Drozba. First time I met him, we started arguing about this fucking movie. And, you know, I'm like, that guy's a fucking idiot. And, but, you know, we kind of bonded over this movie because he's like, dude, when Prime gets the sword out and like Megatron, you know, pulls out the gun and he's like, ah, it's so good. And I was like, dude, totally. You're right. You know? So, you know, for like Prime's voice and so many nostalgic things, I got to give it a Magnus. Shia LaBeouf is great in it. And I kind of love all these movies. Despite wanting to be more of an adult. I can't, like I said, if you're right, if this movie was shorter, it'd be a five for me, 100%.
Yeah.
Or a Prime for me, I should say. Not like a Wheel of Prime, like an actual Prime.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to find this video game that we just based our ratings on. I'm going to go try to find. It's not as old as I thought it was. It's they just but kind of recently re-released it on PS4.
Okay.
And Xbox 360.
What did it come out on originally?
360, I think.
Yeah, PS3 and 360. But it's just like a hack and slash beat 'em up Transformer game, and like Cormac will get such a boner being able to punch somebody and then run over them that like I think I've just found my next family game.
One of the Transformers games, and I think it might be this one, is supposedly really good, like an 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10. It's supposed to be really good. There's a couple other ones that are really subpar, so maybe do just a tiny bit of homework, make sure it's that one. Because there's one of them that's really good.
Nice.
So I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's stupid that I don't own a Transformers game. Like, you get to form.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's do that.
Hey, that's the name of the show.
Wow. Movies are for you guys. And the other one. Well, let's see. I can.
Every time.
Oh, go ahead.
Every time I hear that, I always think of what's his face from Arrested Development? Richie Cunningham. God, what's his name?
Jesus Christ.
You're just as bad as me today. You got to cut this out. It's going to be too bad, too terrible.
Rebel. His daughter's name is Rebel. What's his daughter? If we get the river is
his daughter's name is not Rebel. Oh, in the show it is.
In the show it is. You know what? I'm just going to leave that dangle out there. All right, folks, that's it for this week. I hope you're enjoying our new show. Please, please, please send us some ideas. We have a list of movies we're going to run.
Ron Howard.
There we go. Bingo. We got a list of movies.
Oh, you really meant Richie Cunningham? I'm sorry. I thought you were kidding. His daughter's name is Bryce.
If you have a movie you think we should watch sooner than later, send us that. Because if you want to watch it, we want to watch it and tell you all about it. So thank you for listening. I'm Desmond, and I don't want to grow up. Oh, sorry. Send those recommendations to moviesruspod@gmail.com. That's moviesruspod@gmail.com. I don't want to grow up. I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Fatty the Chef, and I'm just pissed off that none of these Transformers turned into a boat.
And I'm Cousin Jeremy Giraffe, and please don't make out onto sentient cars. It's wrong.
No, that's like porno. That's a three-way. Gross.
Not cool at all.
This is just solid life advice.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great night in the bunker, Jeremy.
Man, he punched out.
Yeah, he's...
You got the touch. You got the power.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.